graphic nature of this program. Listener discretion.
Let Me In by I'm assuming CFOS with a little help from Code Orange and is reworking off the Mark Crozier track. Do you know that Mark Crozier track that the Wyatt family used to use, or Bray Wyatt used to use? I only learnt recently that was a song before, like, Bray Wyatt was even an idea in anybody's head. That was just Mark Crozier is just a British musician who was putting music out, and someone came across that song and thought that'd be perfect for the Wyatt family, and they bought the song off him. I'm assuming it might have been Bray Wyatt himself who found that song. You are tuned in to the Atomic Drop, by the way. This is a show here on London's leading arts radio station, Resonance 104.4 FM, and we like to celebrate professional wrestling, one of the most underrated and unappreciated art forms known to man. But then anyone who does an art form that they feel is not appreciated will tell you it's the most underrated. But I just feel pro wrestling often gets overlooked and misunderstood. But we kind of like it that way. You don't want everyone coming in and making your thing mainstream and watering it down, and then there's nothing left there that originally attracted you to it. But anyway, yes, we started off with CFOS, Code Orange, and that was called Let Me In, which is the theme for The Fiend, who made an appearance at this past Sunday's Night of Champions event. Just when you thought the show was over, he came out of nowhere to attack Seth Rollins. We did preempt it last week. We called it, although I think most of the professional wrestling community or fans were calling it, because it was about time, and we knew they had to set up Hell in a Cell. So it does look like we get Seth Rollins defending the WWE Universal Championship against The Fiend in Hell in a Cell. I don't know, is it in 3-4 weeks' time? Whenever it happens, we will be looking forward to it thoroughly. We're going to get straight into the Atomic Drop this week and do it like we normally do. The Atomic Drop is what it's what the show's called, but it's also what I refer to the following collection of songs, sounds, entrance music, songs sung by wrestlers, songs about wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan or if you're not, just have a listen to the next, I think we've got about 25 minutes left. And I'll be back at the end of the show to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. Everything you're hearing is professional wrestling inspired or related in some way or somehow. We're going to kick off this week's drop with a song from a rapper called Rated R. This is a song about, it's a tribute to a man who returned to television this week on Monday Night Raw. We haven't seen him in ages. It is the incredible Rusev. Here is Rated R kicking off the Atomic Drop with a song simply known as Rusev Day.
Gotta get it any day cause it's Rusev Day. Gotta get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. Gotta get it every day, gotta get it every day. Gotta get it every day. Gotta get it every day. Yo, I keep it real, AJ, lead a fake into the fraud. Not looking for approval, I ain't waiting for applause. And I'm snatching all the accolades, taking the awards. So if anybody hating, I'ma break them like a board. I bet you they annoyed, they was waiting for applause. But that's just not plausible. Greatness is the cause in the morning. Getting better, replacing all the flaws. With flaws from Monday night, I base them on the Raw. Laying the SmackDown, so I'm rocking the discussion. Monster, any guy I think he blocking, I'ma crush it. I be diddy bopping, and these imposters only puffing on them. To the top, and I ain't stopping it for nothing. Cause winning the only option, no settling for second. I'm a rebel with aggression in pocket, just homie popping, man. Where I'm from, I got the key to the town. Cause real kings never needed a crown. Bow down, I'ma get it every day. Cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day. Cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day. Cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day. I'ma get it every day. I'ma get it every day. Cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day. Cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day. It's time to gather up the troops for the anthem. I hit the booth and get them chanting. Nothing like a car, but I'm pushing through the loops like a phantom. When it come to bars, I'm a brute, but I'm handsome. Go and get your hands up, you could even dance some. This day here for Grandma Rusev's grandson. Bandwagon full, this example is a grand one. If you work hard at your job, then the fans come. And it's the year I'm advancing, expansion. For projects, stairs to a mansion. And there's no limit to the grind, and I'm thankful. So when it's time to make an entrance, I'm bringing tanks through. It's a higher rank. Gotta see what I'm establishing. Chick by my side, guaranteeing she ravishing. All day, never challenge the name. In all 2018, bet the calendar change. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, I'ma get it every day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. Rusev, Rusev, Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every day, I'ma get it every day. I'ma get it every day, cause it's Rusev Day. I'ma get it every
for you nerds. What happens when you got a dollar store Tarzan, a 65-year-old grown man who's still in his emo phase from high school, and Seabiscuit in the ring against the youngest and fastest rising star in professional wrestling today, Maxwell Jacob Friedman? If I wanted to hear your opinions, I would turn on TLC and watch reruns of my 600-pound life. So shut up!
Those gaming terms don't really connect, but no one let it pull us like.
You know what? You know what? We're getting off on the wrong foot here, Florida, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, listen. Allow me to extend an olive branch because, as we all know, I am salt of the earth. I want you people to know we're not so different, you and I. I used to love video games. Yeah, video games! Video games! Yeah, I love video games, and then I lost my virginity.
Hottest party of the summer, call it SummerSlam. Tired of scam calls, I'm changing my number, man. Random numbers calling, I'm not falling for it. I just wanna see this show live, I'm balling for it. Fourth row from the ring, I got some great seats. Once I heard the match card, I couldn't sleep. WrestleMania was unreal, but this is different. I'm so hype, I got a ticket, wouldn't wanna miss it. This is SummerSlam, ready for the show to start. Reminding me of 94 with Bret and Owen Hart. Or Shawn Michaels Invader back in 96. History is made in Brooklyn, and this is it. Train delays can't be laid, I'll just take a lift. Pulling up to Barclays, snapping pics. New Yorker, but I'm feeling like a tourist. I'm just a lifelong fan, I'm not a purist. It's going down now, so don't make other plans. Some people don't know, the fans will understand. We've been waiting for this the whole summer, man. Bigger than Summer Jam, homie, this is SummerSlam. It's going down now, so don't make other plans. Some people don't know, the fans will understand. We've been waiting for this the whole summer, man. Bigger than Summer Jam, homie, this is SummerSlam. SummerSlam 2018, I hit the scene. Nakamura's trying to beat Jeff Hardy, it won't be clean. Randy Orton might jump in, I wish someone would jump him. Then Hardy can get his title back. Daniel Bryan and Miz, I don't know what to expect. Miz is out of line, needs to start showing respect. He needs to get his whole mentality checked. Cause in reality, he's after those reality checks. We need a new women's champ, her name is Ronda Rousey. Alexa Bliss cries too much, she's too pouty. Ronda's gonna break her arm, I'm looking forward to it. Alexa needs to hold the title cause I know she'll lose it. The world title's on the line, so here we go. Styles and Samoa Joe wanna steal the show. We've seen them fight, but now it's for the richest prize. Things are getting personal, we might see vicious sides. Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens will keep it going. Money in the bank's at stake, you're never knowing what'll happen, we could see it switching hands. Kevin Owens is smart, but Braun has different plans. The Intercontinental title match is taking shape. Make no mistake, Ambrose is back to kill some snakes. Seth and Dolph just happened to steal the last show. Let's see if they can make it two in a row. We need a new champion, and that's unanimous. Heyman teased it, but I think he was standing us. Roman Reigns is the big dog, he's here to eat. But it won't be easy to slay the beast by any means. He needs something stronger than his spear to get it done. The moment he figures it out is when he won. I'm looking forward to this show, I can't wait. The bell rings, the show starts, it's great.
Jr. with the Iron Man, like Tony Stark, but still light up your chest like his motor heart. You were dead. You were dead the second they dropped you in this ring, like Owen Hart. So when I let my,
And why insist? I took my style from a son. Jones is smart. I ain't falling for that stunt. So how, nigga? I'm Owen Hart. I came to.
Let's go.
So it starts. All the weird hand gestures and the slow remarks. You learned that from your old head in the pool hall who be throwing darts. But how you plan on beating a $1 million man in this ring when you got Owen's heart? See?
Now let's bar up, cause this where the flowing starts. You finna die on pay-per-view. That's Owen Hart, a heart of a killer. That's Owen Hart. That's Owen Hart. Heart of a killer.
Can you die anymore? How long can you go on a retirement tour? Smack tried to revive him with a 2-on-2. That was all you could bring? You Owen Hart, because your brother Hitman watched you fall off in the ring. You're dead.
Last week, Sasha Banks beat me stupid with a chair. And all everybody wants to know is why. Why do I keep calling people out? Why have I been daring the entire locker room to come after me? Now, I'll be interested to know what Sasha's answers are with Jerry Lawler later. But I'll give you my simple answer. Because I want the best, most aggressive version of everyone coming after this. I want to fight the best. I want to fight everyone at their most interesting. I want to fight everyone at their peak. And that is what Sasha Banks is at the moment. And she can thank the man for that. So four months ago, Sasha Banks ran away crying from WWE, her career cold as ice. Now cut to last week, and she's hotter than ever. So why is that? What did Sasha Banks do suddenly? On her four-month whinging vacation that suddenly made her so hot. Nothing. She did absolutely nothing. But I did. And it only took me a couple of press interviews to do what Sasha Banks couldn't. Make her the top dog in 2019. Because Sasha Banks is the greatest woman on the roster to never great. So now, Sasha, I know that you're listening to this, so I want to say this to you directly. Now you can swing your chair and you can wear your dollar store glasses all you like, but the fact is I put more work into getting you into WWE than you did. So why is that, Sasha? Why did it take me to unleash the real you? Because the greats don't need to be goaded into greatness. They seek it out, they crave it. They dare the entire locker room to come after them, just like I'm gonna seek you out. I told you last week, this is a cat and mouse game. And when I do get you, I'm gonna give you something to go run home and cry about.
Nova Scotia, that was the B Plus Players with their song B Plus. It's about the greatest wrestler in the world, Daniel Bryan. You can check out that and other wrestling related songs from the B Plus Players on their Bandcamp. Just go and check them out there. From the top of this week's Atomic Drop, I'll just give you a list of everything you heard over the last 20 minutes or so. We kick things off with Rated R and his song Rusev Day, paying tribute to the Bulgarian Brute. That was followed by Maxwell Jacob Friedman and some cutting words for the audience in attendance. That was accompanied by his entrance theme music that should be known in households all around this nation, should All Elite Wrestling launch be a success on ITV4 when that happens next month. That was followed by SummerSlam by an artist called Ant. It was clear that he was talking about SummerSlam 2018, if you listen to the lyrics. You then heard Bogota Orkster with a song called Jokes About Owen Hart's Seriously Aren't Cool. That was followed by some battle rap bars where they did use Owen Hart as a reference, and as you can hear, it didn't go down too well. And then, finally, we heard from Becky Lynch, the man, with a cutting promo on Sasha Banks. And that was accompanied by some music from Skipless. And, of course, we finished up there with the B-plus players. And with that, we pretty much come to the end of this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to get in contact, you can. We are on Twitter at The Atomic Drop. You can also email us at theatomicdrop@hotmail.com. I don't know why you would, but, you know, I'm always listening. Although I haven't checked that inbox forever, if we're going to be honest. And this week, for some unknown reason, we've also started an Instagram account, IG, what the kids call it, for the show. So just look up The Atomic Drop on Instagram, where we will be, I don't know, we'll be posting stuff. It's very few and far between. Social media doesn't really work out for me, if we're going to be completely honest, but I suppose that's a topic for a completely different show and a completely a different day, obviously. But yeah, it's they say that's the way you need to reach out to people. We're here on the goddamn radio. I don't really think I need to go onto the internet to try and get people. So you have been listening to The Atomic Drop on Resonance FM. And don't forget, you can download this show as a podcast. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and the evil that is Spotify. But thank you, Spotify, for hosting us. Even though, have I said this before? Spotify has made people lazy, and the art of searching out music isn't what it used to be. But once again, technology is making life easier for people. Anyway, next up here on Resonance, it is the Sound Projector Radio Show with Ed Pinson. If you are listening to the repeat that comes out on a Wednesday afternoon, get ready for some spizz on your face, Spizz FM. I'm going to leave you with a song by a band called Restroom Security. They are from Leominster, Massachusetts. They have a band camp if you want to check them out. I'm going to leave you with a song very simply called Professional Wrestling Theme Songs. Until next week, take care. Ta-ta.